It's a lousy night in London. No one is about. The fog is drifting from the east on the Essex roundabout. And the ships and the steamers plod their weary way from the cold snows north in Russia to the winds of South Biscay. Across the coast lies a lovely France, that country of canals. You can sail right through her, right out in Zola's German Isle, down to the gateway of Marseille and into southern climes, where Aeneas used to holiday back in the ancient times. To the west, there is America, that country young and fair, with the news that's reaching here these days. Go there if you dare. Sailing past the Statue of Liberty, given graciously by France, to where all may pursue happiness if it does not run too fast. And elsewhere there is Mexico, that suburb of the States, a source of cheap labor well below going right, a country of contrast, like high Bolivia, where man's fate has more to do with men than predictions of the stars. Places nearer home, you know, I would not have the time. So forgive me if I've missed some out, they've not slipped my mind yet. But one's not more important, the other's to forget. So you say you want to travel and see each new land unfold. You want to check the brochures and the stories you've been told. And that's all right, my dear, I'd rather see you go to hold you in this country that has no seeds to sow. Yes, that's all right, my dear. I'd rather see you go than to hold you in this country that has no seeds to sow.